This court, I should read.
8:30 on the clock. Let's call to order the Gates County Board of Equalization on Wednesday, February 5th, 2014. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the hall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lyle, Byers, Setzer. First thing on the agenda is to approve the agenda. Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn to approve.
Second.
Second by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next is to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
By Byers to approve.
Second.
Second by Setzer. Discussion. Oh, 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips 2 through 8. Gary's looking at him. You want to just, for the record, just read him into the record, Gary, if you get a chance when you're there, please.
He's stuck with
No? You want to read him in the record?
3 of them are for a city that they actually just told us a week ago that they had demolished the property 3 years ago.
Just a dollar amount. Looks like there's an addition. Okay. Or deduction from the tax roll of $38.60. Deduction for $296.70. Deduction for $96.24. A deduction for $934.46. That's my spot. A deduction for $936.60. A deduction of $851.96. And there was one addition, $328.48 addition. Tax corrections at 2 through 8. You need a motion to it? Yes.
Patty, a couple of those had to do with homestead and adjustments. Explain the homestead a little bit. I mean, it because some of them went up or, I don't know, up or down or 100%. Some of them were at and.
Basically, what happens is the state has up to 3 years to look at their income. We handle the homestead exemption form for them, but their income is either done. I mean, we'll help them fill that out, but. A lot of times the state will find something that they maybe didn't add in, or they didn't, you know, maybe they've said we have more medical than what we thought. So additionally, we just handle the paperwork form, send them to the state checks on their income. They have 3 years to correct that. It's kind of like an audit. So then they let us know that, they're either 85% or 100% now, or they maybe don't qualify. So then they send a letter out to us, and then we have to make the adjustment.
And that's one. Thank you.
Yeah, I think there was a couple of them in there. One of them is the one on the case with Turk.
Yeah, one of them was, yeah.
And then the other three was a house was torn down 3 years ago, and they just let us know, so we had to make that adjustment. I don't know if the demolition permit got missed when they brought it. I mean, they didn't bring one to us from the city, so.
I move to approve tax correction slips 2 through 8.
Moved by Kathy.
Second.
Seconded by Denny. Vote. 7-0. Patty, what else do you have for us today?
Well, I guess we sent out homesteads now, so I would encourage the elderly or the people that are filling them out to make sure that if they have questions, come to our office. Because just like some of these, we can maybe help sort through and make sure they put their medical down to get their income down so that they qualify. Unfortunately, some of them don't have a lot of help from different people. So, you know, if there's people out there alone or need some help, we'll do that. We've even went to houses before of the people that are shut-ins that really can't get out. So, but that's one thing that I would really encourage. And those will be filed now between February 1st and June 30th. So they don't need to do anything right now in the winter. But a lot of them want to get things done right away. So that's basically all we're doing with the homestead. Then personal property went out. Another thing that'll be going out is a form for an improvement on leased land, and those will be like the windmills that are sitting on somebody else's land. It's a form that says I'm the owner of the land and this is the owner of the windmill so that we can tax them differently. So we have 12 of those, and then all the people, we've sent those out again. The majority of the improvement on leased land are general ag, so, and he turns in a list. Because those don't require deeds or anything. It's up to the people to let us know what the improvement is on somebody else's land. So those went out the other day, so if there's any questions on those, so. That's about it, unless anybody has any questions. Oh, yes. Do you know did she give you the letter? Yeah, I know it. She is retiring on March 28th, my deputy. So we'll be having a celebration for her. I've been here 36 years, so she's been here 6 months less than me.
So. 35 and a half years.
35 and a half, probably. I don't know. I 78, so do the math. I don't know. I can't. That's when I started. About right out of high school.
It will be 36.
Right out of high school. So we'll be having a celebration for her. A gal in my office did pass the assessor's exam. So, Annette. So, yeah. So, really pleased about that. So, only about 3 in 15 pass it. So, we did a lot of studying and we did a lot of helping to get things worked out. So that'll be one thing that we'll be doing. So I think we're having, didn't she book the board meeting for the 28th or we did? So it's on a Friday. So.
Township meeting is coming up in February the 27th. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions around taxable valuations and things like that. What's the opportunity of you to attend?
Which township meeting?
The extension office.
I'll be calling you.
Okay. Well, apparently that was one of the things that came up is they wanted to have those discussions.
So. What questions? Ag land? Mm-hmm.
Values and what's the trend?
This is February 22nd?
Yeah, we're announcing
27th, Matt. 27th.
Yeah.
February 27th at 7 o'clock.
I'm preempting
at
that.
At 7.
So, sorry.
That's my anniversary. Do I get to bring my husband?
Yeah. Yep.
They have cookies.
What day is that on?
Thursday.
Thursday, 27th.
Sorry. We just found out the other day. We just preempted that. So,
oh, yeah.
Is it
put that on your calendar, too.
It's at the extension.
What do they want to talk about there?
Is that right at the Black Crow?
Hang somebody cutting off trees. That's what they want to know. What trees?
Yeah, I mean,
seriously though, apparently that was somebody asked. They want to talk about that. Was one of the things they wanted to talk to him about. Like,
Newmont Township up there sent out a letter too, and then they're more concerned of.
That's fine.
If they run into the line, I just thought I'd use since you were there. I thought I'd hit you with
what's protocol.
As long as you promise to, never mind. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You'll be fine.
So you need benefits for 7.
Anything else?
Not unless anybody has any questions.
7 o'clock.
Book.
Okay. And their dad, who's Martin, just says book.
Anything else? Danny, comments from the public? Requests for future agenda items?
Any reminder?
Scott?
Okay.
Doug? No.
There's a gentleman on the front row out of uniform. Maybe yes, public.
I don't recognize him. Who is that?
I have comments. No, he listens to me. Morris
Rubin. You finally noticed.
I hear violins playing.
Yeah, that's just right here.
All right. If that's it, we will adjourn the Board of Equalization 8:39.